Great music, informative news, and local information. Your Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO. AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Thank you and good evening. It is time for live Trout Time High School basketball. Going to seem like a common thing, but we are back in Sydney for another challenging boys MAC finale for the Sydney Warriors. I say another because, well, I seem to have covered the last five of six Sydney ball games, and each one that I've covered has had its own share of drama. It's also involved some of our other local teams, so it worked out. Afton, Unitingo, BG. This encounter tonight will be against the Green Trojans. And for the Sydney Warriors, it's pretty clear. Take care of business, win tonight. They are in second place, cannot be budged. Oxford, if they win tonight and they play at Hancock, they would stay in a 9-2 tie. But because Sydney defeated Oxford last Wednesday by 1 point, they would win the tiebreaker. Standing on the verge of getting into the playoffs of the top four teams, Green and BG, both at 7-3. BG finishes their regular season at Afton tonight. Hopefully we'll get a text or something from that game. Green, meanwhile, right here at Sydney, putting the challenge in. And as Coach Mike Brzee told me, he said if Green wins tonight and Hancock beats Oxford, or Oxford even beats Hancock, then it becomes a jumble. So we'll see what happens. We'll try to explain it as best we can. But thanks to Greg Warren at BG, he's given me the game-by-game for every team in the MAC so I can explain it a little bit better. So, with that being said, we start senior night here in Sydney with the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show, which is conveniently brought to you by Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including JLA rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's game. And our broadcast, a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted to us by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or other republication of the programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. But we have the green light, as I've said all season. Rick Smith is the coach of the Green Trojans, and he brings the team in that just saw the JV boys for Green cap off an undefeated regular season, going 11-0, defeating the home Sydney Warriors by the final of 46-32, that was the widest margin of the game. It was within 3 points the entire time I watched from the second quarter on until the very end, and Green won it going away. So congratulations to Green for an undefeated JV team this year, defeating Sydney 46-32. Sydney finishes their season at 7-4. So we've got that underway. Let's see. And what else do we do? Well, we've got stats for Sydney, but not for Green. But we can at least showcase what they've done game by game, including the last one, which, ironically for Sydney, they got help from Oxford. Oxford defeated Green over the weekend by a little bit. So we'll tell you about that game and more. It is the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Tip-Off Show. Sydney, Green Boys, the MAC finale, and Senior Night at Sydney on your local sports leader, WCDL.
Cork O'Hara invites you to experience the difference when you shop for your next car, truck, van, or SUV at Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. We are so confident in the quality of our vehicles at Chambers and O'Hara that we will give you a lifetime engine warranty on any vehicle. That's right, a lifetime engine warranty. So stop by and see Cork, Ron, Doug, and Witt today for the best deal on your next vehicle. And Eli Kelly will assist you with all of your financing needs. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Call 563-4311 or check us online at chambersohara.com. Some restrictions may apply on lifetime warranty.
My wife was kind enough to tell me that I have a little problem sharing.
So I suggested that he start by sharing the one thing he cherishes the most, McDonald's Chicken McNuggets.
It was tough, but I got 20 Chicken McNuggets for just $4.99 and one by one doled out those tender, juicy nuggets. One for them, two for me. One for them, three for me.
See, Larry, doesn't sharing feel good?
Yeah, one for them, four for me. One for them, a few more.
McDonald's
them.
Chicken McNuggets made with white meat. With 20 for just $4.99, it's the simple joy of sharing. Prices and participation may vary.
Life just keeps getting sweeter. I have a computer tablet that puts 50 books at my fingertips. My SUV runs on electricity. And now McDonald's is perfectly mixed chocolate with caramel. The McCafe Caramel Mocha. The richness of chocolate and the sweetness of caramel with a touch of espresso topped off with whipped cream and caramel drizzle. If this is a sign of what's to come, I can't wait for what they'll dream up next.
The McCafe Caramel Mocha.
The simple joy of something more perfect.
At participating McDonald's.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back. Chamberlain O'Hara, tip-off show on WCDO at Sydney. Again, the Green JVs. Don't know if that's setting the tone for the varsity game, but they put together an 11-0 regular season, defeating Sydney tonight 46-32. And it looks like there's a couple of kids there that make it called up to the varsity as we hit to that part of the season where Section 4 tournament, you bring up your best JVs if the coach decides that, if they can really be a help. If not, you play with what you got. Oxford over Green. Now, remember, Oxford last Wednesday in a game on WCDO lost 45-44, the controversial ending with the clock, but Sydney holding on for 1-point win, 45-44. Guess what the score of the game on Saturday was? Green at Oxford leading by 8 going into the fourth quarter. Oxford, they're the ones that hold on this time, 46-44. They were led by Sam Adams with 14, Jeff Carlin with 12, and Ryan Boris with 11. That's their big three, and they'll be a concern to Mike Brzee tonight. But I'm just thinking back to 45-44 and then 46-44. That is a challenge, without a doubt. And the other games that Green has lost to were on January 10th and the 13th, back-to-back losses. Now, one of the losses is to Unitigo. Understandable. Spartans are unbeaten. They lost that game 68-38. But the home game against Hancock, they lost 66-57. So that game and the Oxford game, you take those away, and Green could be knocking on the second place door. But right now it's Sydney trying to hold on to the second place designation. And coincidentally, they could host either Oxford or Green or BG in the first round or the semifinals of the MAC. So that's where it's got. That's how tight this 11-game round robin goes for the 12 teams in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. For the Sydney Warriors, they actually faced Green the first game of the season and won 58-45. That was in the tip-off tournament named after Tom Schwann in Norwich. And in that game, Damian Zimmer had 16, Brandon Walters 14, and Michael Cruz 13. So a good balanced effort there to hit 58 points, which is actually tied for their season high. Sydney is not a high-scoring team. But they went out to a 16-4 first-quarter lead, had 4 three-pointers, but shot 12 for 22 from the free-throw line. But it sounded like they won that one in pretty organized fashion before getting drubbed by Norwich in the finale, 47-23, and looked anything but confident in that game. So Sydney's longest winning streak, just 3 games. They've done it twice, though. They had Afton, Delhi, and Deposit in the middle of the season, starting in January, and the early part of the season defeated Hancock, Walton, and Unadilla Valley. And that's where they've scored their 58 points, once against Afton, once against Walton, or once against UV, and once against in the Tom Schwann against Green. So I'm very interested to see where this is going to go, and if anybody else is listening in other schools and can text or at least call Joe Gardner with the scores, you certainly are welcome to do that. Sydney tonight with seniors being honored. 3 seniors who do not normally see a lot of playing time, but talented in their own way, will be starting tonight. It's just unknown as to how much they are going to play. We'll take a break. We'll talk about that. We are going to have a live national anthem, so we do want to make time for that. So we'll take our second break of the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. It's Green facing Sydney. Green and yellow as their main color tonight, with green accents, against the familiar white and maroon home uniforms of Sydney. Should be a good game. We're looking forward to it. You're listening to the Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show, part of live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is a full-service facility with residential garbage collection, roll-off, and dumpster service. Plus, they accept construction and demolition debris. They also carry bulk road salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, 122 Valley View Road, just off Route 7, a quarter mile west of Sydney. Call 563-2616. That's 563-2616.
For more information on our products and services, or to pay your bill online, please visit us at www.wasterecovery.com.
Catskill Travel in Sydney invites you to enjoy a 10-day Panama Canal cruise this April on Princess Cruise Line. You'll visit Aruba, Cartagena, Colombia, Lehman, Costa Rica, and Jamaica, plus partial transit of the Panama Canal through the Gutan Locks to Gutan Lake. This amazing cruise starts at an incredible $14.49 per person, plus airfare. All meals on board are included, as well as a $60 per cabin onboard credit. Find out more about the 10-day Panama Canal cruise at Catskill Travel, Main Street, Sydney. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley, just off Route 8 in Sydney, proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind area fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and softwoods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half a mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
Why continue to be a customer at an ordinary bank when you can become a member owner here? Make the move today and experience the credit union advantage for yourself. Sydney Federal Credit Union, member NCUA. There is a difference.
Sydney Federal Credit Union.
There is a difference.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Well, no action yet, actually, just my mouth going a million miles a minute. But the senior night here has always been special. It's special in every gym, and I really like attending. I try to, you can't help it. You're going to attend several of the last home games for each of the students and the seniors that have given a lot toward the program. Whether they're starting or playing a lot or not, you know, they're also the ones, guys and girls, that are at the practice every day. They're the ones that make sure that the starters, if they're not playing a lot, are ready, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, you want the names? Okay. Let me use this for now, and I'll hand it to you. Okay? All right. So we're just trying to coordinate here the announcement here. But so the seniors tonight will start, I believe, for Sydney, and there are three of them. And again, they may not be the most talented basketball players, but they are talented in their own right. I'll start with number one, Deshaun Boyles. He started out in Sydney, returned from being down in Georgia, where he was a Region 5A baseball all-star. you don't know Region 5A. That's like double A in New York State. And he was the 2010 co-MVP. And he's going to be going to Hudson Valley Community College to play baseball. I've seen video of this kid. He can hit. He can field. He can run. He can throw. He's got it all. And he came back to see his friends and play baseball. And it looks like he's going to go to Hudson Valley. Good for him. George Shealy is going to be in this is his second year on the varsity. He is a member of the National Honor Society. Superintendent's list every quarter. That's phenomenal. That is hard to do. I don't care who you are. That is hard to do. Went to Boise State last year. He's also the Sydney FFA chapter president. So George, a nice kid. Jesse Snowden, I've coached him in baseball before. He is a phenomenal guitar player, can play the bass, can play the drums, can play the trombone, can play the baritone. He's also going to go to Hudson Valley Community College in the fall. So congratulations to all three. Looks like they will get the starting nine, and we will have Stephanie Fredenberg, who's taking Kyle Vibbert's place tonight, announcing our starting lineup. Before that will be the singing of the national anthem. Four young ladies, Hannah Wood, Michaela Funkbeiner, Faith Monahan, and Vita Guglielmetti, who was also on the varsity wrestling team this year. So they're wrapping that up, and we'll soon be hearing from the young ladies, part of Marge Olson's chorus class. And I think they're finishing that up. I'll have stats throughout the game for the Sydney guys anyway. We know the leading scorers, Damian Zimmer, Billy Kozak, Brandon Walters. Leading rebounders, Joey Matzel, Mike Cruz, and Damian Zimmer. And so here we go. The starting lineup. Oh, sorry. Here you go. Going to say the names. Okay. We'll set this up and we'll capture it live in Sydney.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallant streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the
done, ladies, and now we'll have the announcement of the starting lineups.
And now for the starting lineups for tonight's varsity contest. First, for the visiting Trojans from Green, number 3, Dan Treadwell.
Treadwell is a 5'9 junior.
Number 13, Sam Adams.
Sam Adams is a 6'4 senior, one of the best in the league.
Number 21, Jeff Carlin.
Jeff Carlin, excellent athlete from that football team.
Number 22, Ryan Borst.
Ryan Borst, another good athlete, 5'10 junior.
And number 34, Brandon Davis.
Davis is 6'3 sophomore.
The Trojans are coached by Mr. Rick Smith.
So I decidedly
and now
starting lineup
for your
Green,
hometown Sydney Warriors. Number 1, Deshaun Boyles. Number 2, George Seeley. Number 10, Jesse Snowden. Number 11, Damian Zimmer. And number 44, Joe Massel. The Warriors are coached by Mr. Mike Brzee. Good luck to both teams this evening.
All right. Yo! Got to reach over. I'm still not used to being behind the scorer's table. All right, so a unique senior night starting lineup where the three seniors are indeed in the lineup for Sydney. Mike Brzee having enough confidence in these guys, and they can play, I will tell you that. I mean, they've had to be able to play going up against the varsity starters and whatnot, but Deshaun's come in and done some good things along the way. I've seen enough Sydney games, obviously. But Green at 7-3, Sydney at 8-2. They win, Sydney gets second automatically. If Oxford wins tonight, where they're playing at Hancock, they finish in a tie, but Sydney, with a single game decision, wins the tiebreaker. It's that simple for Sydney. If they lose, it becomes very, very complicated. All right, here we go. Sydney's Joe Metzel. Going to go up with Sam Adams, number 13. And right away, Green goes to the hoop, missing the first shot. Put up by number 22, Ryan Borst. Looks like they had that set play ready to go. So it is Sheely and Deshaun Boyles and Snowden out to start the first half-court set. And the pep band for Sydney is in, all wearing white with different, looks like over there they've got the faces of different players, maybe the seniors driving in. It is Sheely, misses. Matzel going for the rebound. No, it's going to be Brandon Davis. Quick pass up ahead. And bank shot high off the glass is Jeff Carlin, and Carlin with a basket for two. There's a Green's going to put a press on. First of all, it was a foul. Next, it was called a travel. The official faked me out. He pointed right at the guy who said foul, and then he went, changed his mind and went with a travel. No argument from Mike Brzee. It is Green into Davis. Kicks it out. Wide open is Adams. Around the rim, no good. Tapped out of there by Davis. Collected by Zimmer. He's going to take it to the hole with a left hand. Up shot is blocked. Recovered by Treadwell. Quickly up the court. Forced on the left side and back out. They'll start their first half-court set. Everything else has been on the run. Forced from the outside is off the mark. Inside rebound position, Jesse Snowden. And based on that, there's our first foul of the ball game for Green. And that is on Brandon Davis. Green going to put that press on, trying to capitalize on the lack of experience for three of the Sydney players. So far, they've done all right. Boyles back out to Snowden, who is playing the point at this time. Sheely looking to a cutting Zimmer at the elbow. He backs it out. 16 on the shot clock. Boyles around a screen from Snowden. Nice backdoor to Snowden, and his shot is blocked out of bounds. It'll be Sydney ball. Nice basketball play between the two seniors, but also nicely defended by Davis to reject that shot. 2-0 just underway. Sheely way up top to Zimmer. So Coach Brzee showing patience for the first couple of minutes. Sheely, 2 seconds on the shot clock. Snowden firing it up, and the ball is alive because the ball hit the rim, and he shot it before the buzzer sounded, but it's Green's basketball anyway. Carlin around the screen by Adams. Looked at Adams backing in. He's going to go up against Matzel. Traveling is the... Whoa, I take that back. It looked like a third step. The official says no. It'll be a foul on number two, George Sheely. Now, how ironic is that? The initial foul was called a travel. The initial travel was called a foul. Adams at the line. Definitely knows what he's doing. 6'4 senior. I remember him playing last year in a couple of games that we covered on CDO, and he's the real thing. Probably a first-teamer. Second shot misses, however. It's 3-0. Matzel needs some help. Oh, Boyles right by his hand, but he's able to recover it. Wow, I thought that was a miss. Snowden to the right side, trying not to go. Oh, nice cut by Zimmer. Floater in there. Good for two. Damian Zimmer with the score. Nice pass by Jesse Snowden, and he showed good patience to wait for the cut. So 3-2. 5:34 to go. Not many whistles early on. Davis backs in. Goes up with a shot. Scores it. 5-2. Zimmer up the left side. Now crossing over. And now backing out behind the three-point arc. Sydney with just one field goal so far. Early going. 5:13 to play. Matzel down low for Snowden. The turnaround is banked in. Jesse Snowden with a basket. Driving in is Carlin along the baseline. Oh, that looked nice. Jeff Carlin's second basket. Getting to be an up-tempo game, 7-4. Boyles all the way down. Bounce pass into Matzel, wide open. 2 points right back come the Sydney Warriors, 7-6, 4:45 left. Well, right now this is the most up-tempo I've seen Sydney play in a while. There's a left-handed shot running in Dan Treadwell, and he scores. These guys have, between the two schools, they've made the last four shots in a matter of maybe 30 seconds. So Boyles will play the point this time. It'll be a 1-4. Screen around by Matzel. Boyles, 18-footer, off the mark. Rebound by George Shealy. Goes up, off the glass, no good, too hard. Treadwell brings it down, goes to Adams. The little flippy dip, but he is called for the travel. And I think the seniors for Sydney deserve a hand because they did a nice job. They trailed 9-6, but did some good things offensively. They're replaced in the lineup by Billy Kozak, Mike Ward, and Brandon Walters. Kozak driving in. He's going to go right to the loop. No, unloads it to Matzel. Nice dish from Kozak. Just coming off the bench and making an impact. It's 9-8. No score changes, or no lead changes, and no ties. Back door to Adams, stolen by Matzel, recovered by Kozak. Good anticipation defensively by Matzel that time. So this is not the tempo that teams in the 40s play. Zimmer, the foul line, back out to Walters. Man-to-man defense by Green right now. Matzel drives in, he sees a little room, takes it. Oh, can't hit the layup. Mike Ward with the offensive board, left side missed it. Matzel again. Out of bounds. No, he's fouled. Joe Matzel at the line. Well, relentless pursuit of the offensive glass. Foul call then. Dan Treadwell of the Green Trojans. Coach Rick Smith taking over for Jeff Paskey a couple of years ago. Or take that back. Tim Paskey had football. Jeff Paskey had basketball. I think that's how it went. Matzel at the line. Makes the first one. Joe Matzel this year. Kind of embarrassing for a big man when I read the stats. 2-for-5 coming in. So he's not to the line much, but he made the first one. A guy, tallest guy on the team that's always on the boards. He's got to get about 60 more of those. Well, he made both shots. It's 10-9. We had a tie and a lead change. So we are in the books for a good game so far. Carlin, right side. Guarded by Zimmer. Sydney in a tough man-to-man. And now there's a tie-up between Walters and Adams. That'll be a possession arrow, and that will be Sydney's ball. Adams took a crash to the floor. It sounded very bad, but he sprang right up. And I should note, Brandon Walters helped him up. Kozak's driving in. Scoop to the hoop. Good. Double pump, I should say. Kozak with a basket in. Sydney scoring 6 in a row. Take a 12-9 lead with 2:53 to go first quarter. It's a short timeout. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
It's cold outside, and Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney is here to make sure it doesn't get cold inside. You can count on Superior to properly install and repair your furnace to keep your family warm all winter. Kirk also installs and services boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, home repairs, and emergency service too. Stay warm this winter. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Well, we've been back to the action for about 15 seconds. It was a very short timeout. And a steal by Damian Zimmer going coast to coast catches this up very quickly. Zimmer with his second basket of the game. He was one of the starters. Shot by Treadwell, misses off the rim. Sydney taking control with the starters now in there at 14-9. They've scored 8 in a row. Inside Mansell, missed it. And a pass to Zimmer to keep the possession going. Kozak, top of the key. That play by Mansell, even though he missed it, creates a new shot clock. Walters, bad pass, stolen by Borst. Off to Joe Beckwith, who's into the game for the first time. Jeff Carlin backs it out. Treadwell, stop and pop. No, hits the side of the backboard. Into the hands of Damian Zimmer. He and Kozak and Ward and Mansell and Walters for Sydney. Kozak sees Zimmer come around the screen. To the left wing, that's Brandon Walters. Ward sets a screen. Walters unloads for three and scores. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 players scoring for Sydney. 17-9, they've scored 11 straight. Jeff Carlin, top of the key, guarded by Zimmer. Driving in is Adams, and lost control of the basketball, turned over. Matzel with a nice defensive stop there. Not a great crowd tonight, but we are pepped up a bit by the Sydney Pep Band. Green JVs victorious tonight, completing an absolutely undefeated season at 11-0. Congratulations to them. Kozak to Ward. He's open for 12 feet of shot. He's fouled from behind. That'll go on Jeff Carlin of the Green Trojans. Carlin so instrumental in that Section 4 finalist football team. Ward shooting with the left hand. Good. Ward becomes the sixth player. Ward at the line this year, 9 for 13. Coming in anyway, 2 for 2 tonight. Sydney a perfect 4 for 4. And senior night's looking better and better, even for the juniors. 19-9, 10-point lead. And 13 straight scored by the Warriors. Down low for Adams, over his reach. Ward collects it for Sydney. Kozak ahead to Zimmer. Zimmer forcing the action, blocked by Adams. Good defensive stop there. And it's Carlin, top of the key. Adams going to drive in on Mansell. No, he's going to spit it out there to Borst. Borst drives right side, missed it short. Rebound Joe Mansell. 28 seconds to go. They'll play for the last shot. Shot clock is turned off. Kozak up out by half court to Walters. Ward and Zimmer all touch the ball. Kozak cuts out to the top of the key. 14 seconds left. Walters to Mansell. Mansell back out. Kozak. Stops, goes to Zimmer. 7 on the shot clock. Zimmer drives in hard again. Lefty good. Damian Zimmer with 6 first quarter points. And the last second shot thrown up by Carlin, missed off the rim. And Sydney scores 15 unanswered points to take a 21-9 lead, one of their best quarters in all the season. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7. Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jess F. Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jess F. Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Sydney starts defensively on the first possession of the quarter, but they quickly turn that into an offense with a steal by Brandon Walters off Jeff Carlin's pass. 21-9, just underway second quarter. It was 9-6 Green with the seniors for Sydney starting, and they're basically non-regulars, if you will. Did a nice job, kept it close. And then the starters, three more starters came in, and they just exploded. A foul on Mike Ward, trying to establish position inside. That's his first that he picks up. Sydney with two fouls. Green, three total. Warriors led by Joe Matzell and Damian Zimmer with 6 points apiece. Seven players have scored. There's a nice scoop to the hoop by Treadwell. Won't fall for him. Hit the back of the rim and came off. Kozak does not have a fast break. Treadwell catches up with him defensively. Ward back out to Zimmer. And so Syracuse is the call from Coach Mike Brzee. Kozak thought about a backdoor to Matzell. It wasn't quite there. 14 on the shot clock. Number 14 with a spin move. Too hard. Rebound Carlin. He's not going to hesitate. Oh, nice reach in there by Ward to get the steal. Zimmer helps out and finishes with a foul. A basket and a foul. The foul called on Ryan Borst, who has picked up his first. Zach Wentlett, a 5'10 sophomore, will be coming in for Green. And Brandon Davis, who sat out when Joe Beckwith came in, he is back in there. And it looks like Jeremy Floor, a 6'1 junior, is going to be coming in after the shot. Zimmer makes it, but he does not make it. It'll be Green's ball. Zimmer missed the shot. The first free throw missed for Sydney. They were 4-for-4 in the first quarter. Two each for Mike Ward and Joe Matzell. 23-9, largest lead of 14 points. 18 straight scored by Sydney. It is Carlin. They back off on the double on the screen. Pops the pass over. Short to Wentlett. Rebound Matzell. Outlets to Kozak. 6.5 to go, first half. Short jumper for Ward off the back of the rim. Matzell trying to out-rebound the number 33, Jeremy Floor. Does not happen. Floor controls for Green. Trojans starving for points here. Carlin through the legs, a little too fancy for no real reason. Almost lost it. Joe Beckwith to Zach Wentlett. Coming around the screen is Carlin. He'll pop it for three, and it's no good. Rebound Matzell. Pulling the ball away from Brandon Davis. And Matzell has another rebound. Kozak to Walters. Right back to Kozak. Wide open left side. And it's good. Billy Kozak with the first three for his night. Meanwhile, Sydney with 2 3-pointers and 26-9. 20 straight points. Driving in is Carlin. And that ends the streak. His third basket. Walters and Kozak again for three. No, not this time. Thought it was going to go. Took an extra rattle off the rim. 26-11. Carlin dumps a pass into Davis off his foot. Collected by Ward. So Davis had all intentions of backing Matzell in, either get a shot or a foul or both. Walters back out to Ward. Shovels a pass over to Kozak. Ward again. Mike Cruz in the ballgame now, or going into the game for Sydney. Kozak on the right side to Zimmer at the elbow. Nope, gives it up. Walters for three. Off the front of the rim. Matzell trying to keep it alive. Davis with a rebound for Green. 4:33 left in the first half. Quickly moving game after it started very late. Carlin with a turnaround. Missed. Matzell with another rebound. He has been clearing the glass tonight. 26-11. Kozak at the point. Looks like Green's going to bring back two of their starters, Treadwell and Adams. Walters back out to Zimmer for three. Nope, rims out. Battle for the ball. Caught by Floor. It's too easy to say up the floor, right? Well, it did go up the floor, and Floor's now got it. Wentlett and Beckwith to the left side. Flung up and in by number 11, Joe Beckwith. His first points. 26-14. Sydney up by 12. Kozak and Zimmer on the perimeter. Walters left side. And keep it outside with a zone defense now. And Kozak for three from the right wing, and he makes it. Two out of three in this quarter. 8 points for Kozak, 29-14 with 3:15 remaining first half. Would love to get reports from the other games, Oxford and Hancock, BG and Afton. Those are the two that are the most interesting. Three-pointer for Jeff Carlin, who refuses to go down easily with his teammates. 9 points for Carlin, 29-17, under 3 minutes to go in the opening half. Senior night at Sydney, a success so far. Kozak thought about a three again, didn't want to press the issue. Same thing with Walters. Now he'll take a runner-up, and it almost went back out, and it settled through. 5 points for Brandon Walters, who did not start tonight. First game that he did not start. Carlin, thought he had a three lined up. Very active offensively. Mike Cruz still waiting to go in the game. Double pump. Traveling is the call. It looks like our subs are ready to fly in. Ryan Borst and Dan Treadwell and Sam Adams return for Green. Mike Cruz comes in the game for the first time. And he takes Mike Ward's place in the Sydney lineup. So now Green back to a man-to-man defense. Walters back out to Kozak. Zimmer on the right wing. Goes around a screen by Cruz. Dumps a pass off to Matzel. The turnaround is no good. Taps the ball out, but it's tapped to Treadwell for Green. 2 minutes to play. Three-pointer up by Wentlett. It's no good. Rebound on the weak side by Walters. 31-17. Sydney just keeping the ball in their possession, not hurrying the shot clock at all. Minute 40 left, 16 on the shot clock. Zimmer. Cruz trying to get position, takes the pass from Matzel, goes inside. Strong move by Michael Cruz. And he joins the scoring parade. There's now 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 players score for Sydney. 33-17, minute 18. Borst, fall away, missed it, rebound Zimmer. Sydney doing a nice job giving Green just one shot most of the time. Green started out pretty hot and pretty up-tempo. Sydney has ruined that. Strike on the line off of Kozak trying to get down there on the baseline. He's on the line, out of bounds. Wentlett comes out. Let's see, coming in as Jeff Carlin comes back in. So it's Borst, Carlin, Treadwell, Adams, and Davis. The regular starters for Green to finish up this last minute of the first half, 33-17. Marabito halftime report coming up. Not sure what we're going to talk about. Nice play inside. Borst had a layup to himself. He decided to fake it with no one there. Finally a shot put up by Carlin, missed, and Walters with a rebound for Sydney. Kozak. Right, looking for a steal is Dan Treadwell. Poked his hand in there, and that's going to be a foul right in front of the official. No chance for a 1-1. But a timeout asked for by Mike Brzee. A short timeout. 34.8 seconds to go. Sydney 33, Green 17. Late first half action live on WCDO.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that for over 40 years, Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back live at Sydney High School, and the Sydney Warriors from the 4 minute mark have dominated this game, and we're down to the final 30 seconds of the first half. Oh, steal nicely done by Adams, but he can't go on a fast break. He has to wait for teammate Treadwell. He lost his dribble. Treadwell going right to the hole, left side. Will it go? Yes, it does. And the official jumping for the dramatic effect. Foul call on Joe Mansell. Apparently hit him on top of the head, according to the official. Kind of gave it the Three Stooges look. 20.3 seconds to go. Treadwell his second basket, and he'll get the old-fashioned three-point play. Missed, though. 20 seconds to go. Matzel rebounds. So the Warriors will play for the last shot, up by 14 at this point. 33-19. Final 10 seconds to go. They're going to try to run one more play, and it's Zimmer to Walter. 3 seconds to go. The leaner inside missed it. Oh, he puts it back up. Nobody took him. He got his own rebound. Excuse me, and put it back in the basket for his second field goal of the quarter. An offensive rebound to boot. And Sydney takes a 35-19 first half lead. Can you tell I got a cold coming on? Well, we'll take a water break and come back with the totals. And we'll talk about the other games in the Mid-State Athletic Conference boys' actions tonight. And maybe we'll even preview, if we got the chance, some of the wrestling that's coming up this weekend for Section 4 championships. All right, you're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball with a score. Sydney 35, Green 19. Halftime break on WCDL.
This winter, let Morabito warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at mangeinsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including Kemper, a Unitrin business, home office, Jacksonville, Florida.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be a part of Live Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The friendly folks at Huff Ice Cream support local teams and wish them success. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Perry's, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's ice cream to area merchants and supermarkets. A proud family business for over 50 years, Huff Ice Cream of Sydney proudly supporting high school basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had your vehicle serviced lately? Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, is your one-stop vehicle service center. Doug Wheeler, Mike Carey, and the skilled technicians at Chambers and O'Hara have the experience and training to service and repair all makes and models of cars, trucks, vans, and SUVs, from oil changes, tires, and inspections to shocks, brakes, and repairs of any kind. Chambers and O'Hara will do the job right the first time. Give Doug or Mike a call today, 563-4311. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Hello there. Welcome back. It is time for the Morabito Halftime Report. The Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report, sponsored by the Morabito Energy Products folks, delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. And what's going on? Well, this was Senior Night at Sydney. They honored three seniors who are not normally starting in the lineup, but were in there tonight. And as nervous as they probably were, they performed, I thought, quite well. And they left at about the 5:45 mark, trailing Green 9-6. And then Sydney scored the next 20 points in a row at 26-9 before Jeff Carlin put in a two-pointer to stem the tide. And they made a little bit of a comeback after that, but still 35-19 is where the half ends, with Sydney on top. And they have a balanced scoring load with seven guys scoring. That includes Jesse Snowden, who got the starting nod tonight and put in his first shot. Damian Zimmer had 8 points, 0-for-1 from the line. Mike Ward, 2-for-2 free throws. Billy Kozak coming in off the bench tonight with 2 3-pointers in the second quarter. He's got 8 points. Brandon Walters with a 3 and a pair of 2s, including a buzzer beater at the end, with 7 points. Mike Cruz with a good take to the hole with 2 points. And Joe Matzell had a strong first quarter offensively. He finished with 6 points, including 2-for-2 from the line. So all told, 11 two-pointers, 3 3-pointers, 4-for-5 from the line, and 35 points, which with Sydney averaging, let's see what they're, let's get it straight, what they're averaging, 50.7 points a game. So they're well on their way to upping that tonight. Their high for the year is only 58 points. This was a program that just 10, 12 years ago was in the 70s on a regular basis, but doing more with the defense these last couple of seasons. And for Green, they have Dan Treadwell at 4 points, 0-for-1 from the line. Joe Beckwith has a 3-pointer. Sam Adams held to just 1 point. I don't have stats, but I'm thinking, based on what I've seen over the course of the season, he's averaging 14 to 16 points a game. He's been held to 1 point. Jeff Carlin, he's also a double-figure scorer, and he's got 9 points, including a 3-pointer, 2 points for Brandon Davis. And so just 5 players scoring for Green, 4 of them being starters, 6 2-pointers, 2 3-pointers, 1-for-3 from the line for 19 points. So let's look, with 3:43 left, I guess I won't get to the wrestling. Let's look at this. BG has 3 losses, Unitigo, Oxford, Green. Green has 3 losses, Hancock, Unitigo, Oxford. Hancock has 4 losses, Sydney, BG, Unitigo, and they lost to Walton over the weekend. Minor upset, I'd say, 61-42. Oxford has the 2 losses to Unitigo and to Sydney. Sydney has the 2 losses to Unitigo and BG. And Walton started the season 0-5. They lost to Unadilla Valley, Sydney, Oxford, Green, and BG. Actually lost to Delhi as well. That was one of only 3 league wins for Delhi, but then they defeated Harpersville, Deposit, and Hancock. So they are playing Unitigo tonight at home. That is not a given for the Spartans, although even a loss, they still clinch, because they have no losses and nobody has less than 2 losses in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. So BG is at Afton tonight. Delhi is hosting Unadilla Valley. Deposit is hosting Harpersville. We got the Green-Sydney game here. Hancock is playing Oxford at home. And I think I have everybody covered at that point. Yeah, I think I've named all 6 games tonight. The girls take the stage, most of them, tomorrow night. Won't have a game. There's nothing in the schedule that is saying this game has to be covered because it's going to mean first, second, third, fourth, whatever. But maybe that's good for me so I can heal a little bit for next week's playoff games. The girls play next Tuesday, February 14th. Is it fitting? I guess so. There will be one game at Unitigo. No, I'm sorry. There will be definitely one game at Harpersville. And I'll probably do that game. The boys, the next night on the 15th, will be a game at Unitigo guaranteed. They could be playing Oxford. They could be playing Green. They could be playing Sydney. They could be playing BG. But Unitigo will host the game. So definitely, and I'm guessing 7 o'clock start times. I'll have to get that confirmed. We'll definitely get that on the website and on the air, WCDOradio.com. But that's the plan, is that a single game Tuesday at Harpersville, girls semifinals. Haven't been in Harpersville in a while. And then Unitigo will host one of the boys' semifinal games. Speaking of Unitigo, I do want to wish Bill May the athletic director, outgoing athletic director, and tennis coach at Oneonta State. He was the dual participation there. He has moved down to take a coaching job in Florida at tennis, for tennis, and he was extremely helpful. He knew how, let's just say, had good customer relations. But nothing but the utmost respect for Bill May. And Matt Hapley will be taking over for now at the AD. He's been associate. He's kind of been my go-to guy anyway, but Bill May has been there also when I needed him and his help. So congratulations to Bill May. All right, we'll take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be the second half, Green and Sydney, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates. We care about the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you. Robert's Eye Care Associates.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back again for the second half, and again, thanks to Morabito Energy Products. From the beginning in 1986, they've been at least co-sponsor of the halftime show, and they've been doing it solo for the last, I'd say, 20 years easily. Our Morabito Halftime Products halftime sponsor. Thank you very much, 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. So Sydney will start more conventionally now with Mike Ward, Brandon Walters, Billy Kozak, Joe Mansell, and Damian Zimmer. And they'll take the offense to start. They'll take the basketball to start the second half. And here we go. Green going to start in a man-to-man defense. They have switched it up quite a bit. They've done some zone, done some man-to-man. Sydney's been able to score in both. Against both defenses. Kozak, nice backdoor play on the pick and roll. The Matt Mike Ward, and he's left-handed, and that was on the left side. How convenient. He cashes in the layup. 37-19. Largest lead for Sydney right now at 18 points. Jeff Carlin, Dan Treadwell, Sam Adams. Treadwell driving in. He got it to go last time, but not this time. Brandon Davis also in there. Jeff Carlin, Sam Adams. Hey, nice little curl move by Billy Kozak with a spin at the end to put it in on the layup, and he's the first double-figure scorer with 10. And this time it's Carlin with a runner. Same thing as Treadwell, but same thing as Treadwell missed on the layup. 39-19, Sydney by 20, and those seniors might get a lot more playing time in the second half. Bounce pass into Matzel. The bank shot, no good. Rebounded by Ward. His shot blocked as well. Good defensive stand there by the Green Trojans. Dan Treadwell will stop and pop in the foul line. It's short. Rebound Adams. Nice dump pass to Borst, who came from the right side and caught the eye of Sam Adams. And number 22, Ryan Borst, with his first points. He had double figures in the loss to Oxford on Saturday. Kozak tried to go too deep on that penetration and got the ball stolen by Treadwell. But then Treadwell's pass up ahead to Carlin eluded the 5'9 senior. So the Warriors back with the ball and that 18-point lead. Kozak to the right side for Zimmer. Ward, Walters to Kozak. Just eludes Treadwell. Back outside to Walters for three, and it's off the mark this time. Carlin with a rebound for Green. Under 6 minutes to go. Whistle has not blown for a foul yet. Adams, 18-footer left side, short. Kept alive by Borst and Ward, and there's still a scramble, and I think it's about time to blow the whistle, and it is. Number 22 of both teams tied up. That's Ryan Borst of Green and Brandon Walters of Sydney. They'll face each other again next year, both 5'10 juniors. Nice play to Carlin, wide open on the left side, puts it up with the right hand, and Carlin, now the game's high scorer with 11. But his team trails by 16. Sydney keeping it on the outside yet again. Oh, nice pass underneath for Ward. Off the feed from Damian Zimmer. Nice look the junior to the junior, both left-handed, by the way. And that foul will be on Jeff Carlin, his second. Team's first, of course. Mike Ward with 6 points, looking to make it seven. He's 2 for 2 from the line. It's 3 for 3 now for Mike Ward. 42-23, the lead to 19 points, and it grows again. Treadwell to Adams, right back out for Carlin. Oh, it looked good from this angle. I was right behind him, but it just went off the rim. Sydney in transition. Zimmer to the top of the key for Ward. Left side to Walters. They'll run those screens. Zimmer drives right against the double team, goes up and under, missed it, and there's Batzel to put in what's left over after Sam Adams had what looked like a very good block. 8 points for Batzel, first points since midway through the first quarter. Carlin driving in, going to the floor, takes the pass to Sam Adams. To Treadwell, three-pointer off the rim. Rebound by Mike Ward, showing some spring. 44-23. Stolen on the pass by Kozak to Treadwell. Treadwell, 1-on-3, goes up, can't score it, but he might have drawn the foul. Yes, he did. Put Billy Kozak with a foul. Nobody for Sydney with more than one. Oh, they changed. Okay, they changed from Kozak to Walters. So an inbounds play coming. Carlin, number 45 in the game. Andy Walker, a 6'3 junior for the first time. Carlin, left side, strong shot, missed it. Would have been a three from the corner. 4:16 to play in the third quarter. Sydney well in control and not leaving any doubt at this point anyway. Who's going to get second place? Zimmer off a poor pass from Walters. Walters driving in, backs it. Oh, nice slip into Matzel. Good court sense by Brandon Walters and a cut by Joey Matzel. I don't think that was in the playbook. They just made that work. From the left side, around the rim by Borst, no good. And Treadwell, a blind shot for the putback, missed it. Rebound came down into Billy Kozak's hands. I don't think he jumped for it. Zimmer back to Ward. Foul line to Kozak now outside the arc. He'll go for three. It's way off the mark. Ball comes out. Walters with a rebound, and he puts it back up just off the rim. Ward almost tapped it in. No good. Taps it again. No good. Goes up a third time and gets it blocked. Then he gets it back. Goes to Zimmer for three. And finally, the ball goes through the hoop. Damian Zimmer gets the points, but credit Mike Ward for keeping that ball alive. There's a steal by Zimmer up ahead, and the left side layup is good. Damian Zimmer on the fly. So 5 points for Zimmer in a matter of 10 seconds. 51-23, and 28 points now the lead. Pass dumped in from Carlin Adams. Touched by Matzel. And recovered by Sydney. So I would say the final moments of playing time for the Sydney guys. Billy Kozak just hits a elbow jumper. He's got a team-high 12. I would say their playing time is probably limited with a 30-point lead now at 53-23. And a timeout asked for by Coach Rick Smith. Very opportune time at 2:25 to play in the third quarter. Sydney going for the top score of their season. But we'll stay right here. It looks like a short timeout. What Rick Smith did is he's putting in a whole bunch of new guys and saying, look, I'll get these guys to hustle, and they'll play ball. But he's not mad. The guys are very controlled over there. Sydney, I think, and they're all standing in this. It's a 30-second timeout. They're all standing. So now number 23 is in the ballgame. That's Akeem Daniels, a 5'8 senior, his first time. Number 11 is Joe Beckwith. He returns. Number 45 is Andy Walker. 21, Jeff Carlin. And 34 is Brandon Davis. Sydney is back out there with their starters. And I would dare say after the third quarter, we won't see the starters anymore for Sydney. So it's Daniels off a double team. Goes to Beckwith. to Walker. Now to the left side, and that's a shot put up by Beckwith. It misses. Rebound Walters up ahead to Ward. Got to go past the defense and miss the layup. Rebound by Daniels. Quickly up the floor. Number 23 across the court to Carlin. He's open for three, but it's short. Rebound Walters again. Off his hands. Zimmer helps it out. Zimmer's going to zig and zag and go up and miss the layup. He got the shot blocked by Davis. A little frustrated for Zimmer because I think he wanted to go with the left hand and decided, no, I'll just stay with the right. Three-point pause. Shot put up by Beckwith, and he hits his second one. And I believe this Joe Beckwith is the nephew of Sydney baseball coach Dale Beckwith. 53-26. Minute and a half to go in the third quarter. Just two stoppages for fouls and one for a timeout. That has been it. And, of course, a couple of out-of-bounds plays. Ward to Kozak. Walters, they're spreading it out with Matzel. Now wide open is Ward at the elbow. It's got it. Sydney on all cylinders right now. 55-26, a minute, 5 to play in the third period. Daniels to the high post. Walker kicks it out. Beckwith again for three. No, not this time. Rebound by Mike Ward. So 52 seconds to go. This will be Sydney's, by and large, the starters' last hurrah. 55-26, 42 seconds to go. Kozak faking the three. Now into the corner for Matzel. Baseline jumper missed, rolled around the rim, and rebound by Brandon Davis. Davis kicks it out to Carlin. Carlin, nice crossover, gets inside Matzel. Matzel with a steal, or the rejection, recovered by Zimmer. So 19 seconds to go, and the shot clock will be turned off. Kozak, Zimmer, Walters, Ward, and Matzel have played the entire quarter and have scored 20 points. It's Walters for three off the back of the rim. Recovered by Ward. 2 seconds now. Zimmer at the buzzer. No. 20 more points put up by Sydney. They scored 21 in the first, 14 in the second, and 20 in the third. They're 3 points away from matching their season high. So the subs are going to start flocking in for the Warriors, and they lead it 55-26 over Green. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center for wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service? Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Mike Cruz will jam it inside from the pass from John Wingate. So some of the subs in there now for Sydney. Cruz is drawing the foul on Dan Treadwell. Nobody in foul trouble. That won't be an issue tonight. Not a close game anymore. Mike Cruz at the line. Makes the first one. He is 11 for 16 on the season. He's another one that plays inside a lot of physical play. Not to the line all that much. Second shot is good. He's got 4 points. So Damian Zimmer still in there. Joe Matzel's still in there. But John Wingate, Hunter Sowersby, and Mike Cruz have joined the lineup for the Warriors. Akeem Daniels, and he's going to take a pop-up jumper from the foul line. No good. So Hunter Sowersby takes over Billy Kozak's spot at the point. John Wingate takes Mike Ward's spot. Zimmer's still in there. Cruz still in there. And Matzel's still in there. Nice pass from Cruz to Matzel, and the two big guys combine. Joey Matzel with a team, well, not team high, 12 points, because that's Damian Zimmer. Daniels again for Green, along with Zach Wentlett, Brandon Davis, Joe Beckwith. And nice job. Wentlett missed the first time on a runner inside and got his own rebound and draws the foul on Joe Mansell, who picks up his second. And the missing player for Green that I did not identify is into the game for the first time, 5'11 senior, number 25, Mike Washburn. But at the line comes Zach Wentlett, looking for his first point, and he gets it. Green just 2-for-4 from the line tonight. Jesse Snowden stepping in, looking to get back into the ballgame. He started tonight. Second shot is good, and with that good shot, Snowden gets to come in the ballgame. He'll replace Joe Mansell, who is probably done for the night. I'll get to add my numbers in much easier tonight as the starters take their rest, 59-28. So Sydney has now scored more points in this game than any other game, and there's still 6:45 to play. Driving in is Zimmer. Lost it because Brandon Davis knocked it. He blocked the shot to start with, and then it went off Zimmer. Off Davis. So Sydney will inbound. Comes up top to Zimmer. Right side, Wingate. Wingate directing the offense. Sowersby cross court to Wingate. Back up top to high poster Snowden. Cross court to Zimmer. 9 on the shot clock. Somebody's got to shoot. It'll be Zimmer on the baseline. Missed it. Oh, Wingate tried to tap it in. No good. It's out of bounds. It should be Green's ball. Yep, it's Green's ball. So John Wingate, I got to say, he anticipated a air ball on the weak side on the Zimmer 4 shot because the shot clock was winding down, and Zimmer and had Wingate had control of that ball a little better, he would have definitely had the 2 points. And Akeem Daniels, guarded by Hunter Sowersby, is going to make a mental blunder and go behind half court. Lost control of the ball, basically. So it's Sowersby, Wingate, Zimmer, Cruz, and Snowden in the Sydney lineup. Green has now gone to his own defense. 59-28, 6 minutes to go. Inside, Snowden is hacked in the act. And that foul will be called on Zach Wentlett. And Jesse Snowden comes to the line for what I believe is the very first time this year. Let me see. No, he's 1-for-2. I'm sorry, Jesse Snowden. No, he was 0-for-2 coming in. So he's got his basket for senior night. He's trying to add to that. And Zimmer sits down for the final time. He's replaced by number 33, Austin McCarroll. McCarroll had gotten a start earlier in the season against Walton. Snowden, by the way, missed both shots. But he'll be playing a lot of minutes. Daniels scooping it inside, forced it. Wingate with the steal. Wingate. Bounce pass to McCarroll off the glass, and it's good. Austin McCarroll with his first basket of the night. 61-28, and the lead grows. Daniels trying a little too hard to make plays happen. Another steal, this time Sowersby. Akeem Daniels going a little too quick for his own good right now. 5:25 left. 61-28. First time Sydney offense has seen it in the 60s. Cruz off to Sowersby, 16-footer left side, missed it. Rebound Daniels, long pass ahead to Wentlett. Wentlett driving in against Cruz with a block, and it's out of bounds with a defensive play. No, I'm sorry, not Cruz, but Austin McCarroll. Hey, nice play. That'll be Green's ball, obviously, but Sydney players not giving up. Not taking anything for granted. These guys are getting some playing time, and they're taking advantage of it. Wentlett, one dribbling done. Needs somebody to pass to. Floats it over to Daniels. Daniels with the left hand. Driving in. It's going to go up, and it's a little bit off the rim there. Almost went in. Wingate. Whoa, he drove, and then he stopped. Right to Snowden. Oh, my goodness. Back to Wingate. Wingate driving in on Beckwith. Nope, he backs it out. High post to Snowden. Foul line jump shot. No. Rebound Cruz. And up. And no good. good, and the ball goes out of bounds. Touch last by Green. Mike Cruz trying to muscle in for an offensive basket, or a rebound basket, I should say, 61-28. Inside Snowden, big shot good. Well, he might not be able to make free throws, but he certainly made the offensive rebound count there. 63-28, and the Sydney Pep Band lets loose with a gong. It's a three-pointer for Beckwith. He's got another one, his third one of the ball game. So more subs due in for Sydney, and they are two of the other seniors, Shealy and Boyles. It's Wingate for three. No, off the rim and then off the top of the backboard. So that will stop the clock with 3:56. And it will be Snowden to stay in. Cruz will come out and Sowersby will come out. So Mike Cruz finishes with 4 points. Hunter Sowersby did not score, but did a nice job. Had a couple of steals, a couple of assists, I believe. 63-31, Sydney's biggest offensive output. I've said it several times. Driving in is Daniels. The jump stop. Blocked out of bounds again. This one is Snowden's time. And the gong sounds again. All right, let's see who Sydney is in a man-to-man. Washburn out to Wentlett. Over to Beckwith for Daniels. Three-pointers off the mark. Rebound. Oh, Washburn rebounded, but he tried to bounce it to Daniels, who had fallen down by that time. So Sydney with a recovery. It's Sydney has McCarroll, Snowden, Wingate, Boyles, and George Shealy. Snowden driving in. He's double-teamed. Back out to McCarroll. Cross-court open is Wingate. Wingate backs up, shoots the three, missed. Rebound, well, no rebound. Snowden, number 10, and Wentlett, number 10. Knocked the ball out of bounds. It's Green's ball with 3:07 left in the ball game. So not the drama that we've had here recently with the Unitigo game and the Oxford game especially. Zip pass for Green. It's Wentlett faking the three, driving in, going to take it to the rack. Good play. And a tumble after that by Zach Wentlett. Wingate shovels a pass to Snowden. Lost control of it. It'll be Green's ball. And Trey Crawford comes in, replacing John Wingate, I believe. So the seniors will stay out there. And a timeout on the floor. So it's 2:33 to go. 63-33 Sydney. We'll take a break. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7 Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO.
A.O. Fox Hospital of Oneonta is a proud supporter of local sports on WCDO. A.O. Fox has been caring for families in the Tri-County area for over 100 years and is proud to feature the same technology as some of today's leading cancer centers. A.O. Fox supports high school sports on WCDO and wishes our local teams the best of luck.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
Well, Green, during that break, they came back early, and somebody made a three-pointer, and I was looking down at my score sheet, so I did not see who scored it. I will try to get that information, but a 33 up to 36, and so somebody let one fly. My guess is Akeem Daniels, but I don't know. So at the line is Jeremy Floor. At the line to shoot two, and he makes the first one. Green had a 9-6 lead early on, and then Sydney scored 20 in a row. That foul, by the way, on Jesse Snowden. Two for two for Jeremy Floor, 6'1 junior. So So I have 3 points unaccounted for the Green Trojans. Austin McCarroll, high post to Snowden. Snowden lost it, got it pulled out of his hands by Daniels. Will Daniels try to finish? Yes, he does. And he's fouled again, this time by Snowden. Well, maybe Jesse can foul. Maybe he can foul out of his last home game. I don't know. He's going for it, though. He's getting this is the most playing time he'll have this year. Shot is up for Daniels and good. First points. He certainly had the ball in his hands quite a bit. Shot is up and it's good. He followed his own shot, thinking he missed it. But it went through. 63-40, a minute 35 to play. Have to be sure to get those last 2 points. McCarroll to Trey Crawford, who's in the game now, number 32, double-teamed. Oh, the pass is to McCarroll, but it's picked off by Daniels. He is a spark plug. Nice dump off to Wentlett for two. Daniels with a sweet move. Wentlett with 6 points in this quarter. 63-42 with a lead down to 21 points. Still no harm here. Shealy. Oh, off somebody's foot, picked up by McCarroll. Back out to Boyles. Deshaun. Over to McCarroll. Up, looking to go into Snowden. Daniels again with a steal. Left-handed lap is no good, but Boyles with a foul. All these guys are playing their hearts out to end the basketball game. Foul is on Deshaun Boyles, his first. Lefty shooter misses this time. And Austin McCarroll sits down. Hunter Sowersby returns, trying to get a little bit more guard play there. Misses. Oh, now, love this. He followed his own shot again because he missed it. And he put it up and he put it in. Nice hustle for number 23, Akeem Daniels, making the most of his playing time in the second half. You hardly ever see that in any kind of a basketball game anymore. Trey Crawford trying to follow a jumper in the corner and missed it off the side of the backboard and then commits the foul. Or maybe it's no, they just said it's out of bounds because it hit the side. But I do not know how many times I've seen it. I can count it on one hand with five fingers or less. How many times somebody missed a free throw, got their own rebound, and put it up and in. Wentlett shot is, well, it doesn't go, but he's fouled by Crawford. Trey Crawford gets an X on the personal foul ledger. Well, we'll have the MVP Bank Outstanding Offense, a Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award coming up after this. Zach Wentlett back at the line. He's got 7 points in this quarter. Now, he might have also been the one to hit the three, but he misses the second free throw, has seven unofficial. 63-45 with 9 seconds to go. Boyles over Hunter Sowersby's head. A relatively simple pass that went way over his head. 4.8 seconds to go, so we'll put the finishing touch on this. Daniels waits for the ball to cross half court, and I think he's going to crank it for three. Short. All right. So 63-45, largest point production for Sydney. And while I don't have everybody's numbers in the book yet, because you just never know what's going to come out of that, I will try to get the missed three-pointer from the green side of things because I want to be as accurate as I possibly can. But Sydney won rather handily, 63-45, and will clinch second place in the Mid-State Athletic Conference. So you stick around. We'll be back with the post-game and the post-game awards on WCDO.
At NBT Bank, we think you're number one. For over 150 years, NBT Bank has been delivering the best in community banking. That commitment has resulted in some of the highest customer satisfaction ratings in the country. And it continues through our active support of every community we do business in. That's how we keep putting our customers first every single day. Visit nbtbank.com or call 800-NBT-BANK today. NBT Bank. Member FDIC.
Paper or plastic, boxers or briefs, plasma or LCD, calf or decaf.
With so many choices in life, it's good to have a little help, especially when it comes to insurance.
White or wheat? Vanilla,
that's where Mang Insurance Agency represents a number of insurance companies and can help make the choice that's right for you.
Chicken or beef?
So, for the right choice, contact Mang Insurance Agency to help protect what's important to you. Visit Mang online at manginsurance.com to find the location nearest you. Mang is proud to represent fine insurance carriers, including NYCM Insurance, home office, Edmiston, New York.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
All right, we're back for the post-game show on WCDO. And still, because I had to run down and find out who scored that last three-pointer for Green, and it wasn't the two people that I thought it was. It was the guy that hit all the other ones, and that is Joe Beckwith, hitting four three-pointers, two of them in the fourth quarter. So he became the high scorer for the Green Trojans. But let's do our post-game sponsors, Mang Insurance, our Dynamic Defense Award sponsor. It's Mang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years and proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. By MBT Bank, Outstanding Offense Award sponsors. MBT Bank puts customers first every single day, and they sure are proud to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served our community and our surrounding community for more than 150 years. Well, at senior night, Green decided they were going to play some up-tempo ball against the three starters and two regulars that are not really used to playing as a group like that, and they got out to a very quick 9-6 lead. But after that, it was a substitution about midway through the quarter, more like 5 minutes to go, and Coach Brzee put in his three regular starters, and they just put the pedal to the metal, and they put on 21 points in the first quarter. They went on to score 20 points in a row without Green scoring until Jeff Carlin put in a basket in the second quarter. So that pretty much defined the rest of the game. And I got to give credit to for the Green players, because they never gave up and played hard in the fourth quarter. And the Sydney guys got a chance to play the seniors a lot. And everybody got a fairly decent chance to play, especially in the fourth quarter. The starters played all through the third quarter. So they scored 20 more points in that third period and then were able to put 8 points on the board in substitute fashion in the fourth quarter. And that, with 63 points, is the largest point total for Sydney. If you're just getting in your car or if you just left and you're thinking 63 points is a lot, it actually is the most they've scored this year. Before this, the highest point total was 58, and they had done that three times. So hard to believe a Sydney team not in the 60s until now, but they did it tonight, and they clinched second place. Green falls to 8-4. I'm sorry. Hold on. Let's get this right. Where's my sheet? There it is. Color coded and everything. All right. So Green falls to 7-4. 7-4. Four losses: Hancock, Unitigo, Oxford, and Sydney. So pending BG's game tonight with Afton. Now, BG lost to Green, so Green would win the tiebreaker with Bainbridge-Guilford. Oxford would win any tiebreaker with Green because they just beat them on Saturday. Sydney is in second place, so that has already been settled. It's all about third and fourth place between Green, Oxford, and Bainbridge-Guilford. So Sydney has clinched a home game for next week in the semifinals. Unitigo has done the same. We'll be at Unitigo next week for that semifinal encounter against whoever it might be. For Sydney, they were led, well, they had a lot of people scoring tonight. They had three players in double figures. Damian Zimmer with 13, including a three-pointer. 12 points for Joe Matzel. 12 points for Billy Kozak, including two three-pointers. So that was a nice balanced effort. Also, Jesse Snowden on his senior night got 4 points, 0 for 2 from the line. Hunter Sowersby, Deshaun Boyles, George Shealy played a lot, did not score. John Wingate played, did not score. Mike Ward with 9, I think I said that. Brandon Walters with 7, I think I said that. Mike Cruz with 4 points, 2 for 2 from the line. Trey Crawford played, got a foul, did not score. Austin McCarroll with a nifty move to the basket, scored for 2 points. And Joe Matza with 12 points, as I said before, plus 2 for 2 from the line. So, 5, 10, 15, 20, 21, 22 is what I have for two-pointers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 3-pointers. So 4 is 12, is 56. And then we need 8 more from the free throws. And don't quite, let's see, 2, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yep, I do have it. 56 plus 7 free throws for 63. They did that 7 out of 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. So 70% from the line, pretty good. On a night they didn't see a whole lot of free throws anyway. For Green, they had Joe Beckwith cash in 4 three-pointers to lead the team with 12. Jeff Carlin had a three-pointer and 4 other baskets. He finished with 11. 4 points for Dan Treadwell, 7 for Zach Wentlett, all in the fourth quarter. Another one of those guys playing his heart out right till the end. Sam Adams held to just 1 free throw tonight, had the 1 point. Jeff Carlin, 11. Ryan Borst had a 1 basket for 2. Akeem Daniels hustling all through the night. I don't think that kid sits still. He had a basket, 2 for 4 from the line, and the basket was off a missed free throw. And you don't see that very often. 4 points for Akeem Daniels. Mike Washburn not scoring. Jeremy Floor, 2 for 2 from the line for 2 points. And Brandon Davis, the starter, held to a basket for 2. Andy Walker played and did not score. I think I have everybody mentioned. Everybody got to play tonight. So 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 11. There's got to be more than that. No, it looks like 2, 4. Yep. 5 three-pointers. That was the difference. There we go. 22, and then 15 is 37. 2, 4, 6, 8. I think I've got it all. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 13. They were 8 for 13 from the free throw line for 45 points. All right, now the difficult decision because everybody got to play. Who is the MBT Bank Outstanding Offensive Award? Who is the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner? Well, I know who I want to go for the defense, and I'm going to go with Mike Ward. Mike Ward tonight, all over the place inside, obviously outsized. He's only about 6'1". He was giving up 3-4 inches on the guys he was guarding during the hot and heavy time. But he always seemed to come up with the ball, had steals, the whole thing. And Mike Ward tonight will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. For the NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, well, it was probably Mr. Consistency in this particular time was going to be Damian Zimmer. Damian with 3 baskets in the first quarter. He was able to play good transition ball. And he probably had 3 or 4 assists in the game, too. He seized the court very, very well. And tonight, cashing in a 3-pointer as well. 13 points. Yeah, it led the way, but it was a balanced effort. But Zimmer will win our MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. All right, as you can tell, a cold coming on for yours truly. I'll get a week to recover. We'll be back on the air a week from tonight. Next game, a week from tonight, probably in Harpersville for the MAC Girls semifinals. Harpersville against, not sure at this point, could be Bainbridge Guilford, and there's a couple other teams that it could be based on tomorrow night's action. That'll probably be a 7 o'clock start with 6:45 Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. From there, the next night will be at Unitigo. It'll be Unitigo versus either Oxford Green or Bainbridge Guilford. That is what it's at least boiled down to right now. And that'll also be a 7 o'clock start, 6:45 Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show. So give it about a half an hour, and if you want to hear how senior night started out for Sydney and how it transpired into 20 consecutive points for Sydney, you'll be able to do that. Just go to WCDOradio.com, click on the sports tab. It'll go and take you, give you an option for sports on demand. You click on that. And then what you do is you choose the game, which on the top of the line will probably be the game labeled Sydney versus Green for tonight. So listen to that, and you'll be able to hear how they pulled away with a 20-point run from 9-6 down to 26-9 up first and second quarters. All right, so that'll do it from here. Sydney 63, their top scoring output of the year, and they take second place in the MAC. They defeat Green tonight 63-45. For WCDO Radio Sports, my thanks to Joe Gardner. I'm Greg Davey. Have a good night.
News, sports, information, and your favorite music. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.